if you had a dragon and the dragon was just like, have you ever tried riding without a saddle? And you were like, no, that's the worst pain. And you were just like, not too bad. And then you got on anyway. And now you're in pain.
Do you get sore after riding horses?
Do you like my analogy? It was good. I felt like it was
good. It was a good analogy. It just made me think about, do you get sore if you ride a horse?
I don't know. When's the last time I rode a horse? What?
I just remember the first time I ever went horseback riding.
Yes, I went down to my local stable.
The first time I went like horseback riding with my sister and stuff before she got married the first time. She was like so mad
at me because I wasn't. Marital status important to the story? I just want to clarify.
I guess not, but
okay.
It was just like an activity we did before married. Her wedding. That's why I remember it.
Oh, okay. All right. So yes, I gotcha.
But she got so mad at me because I wasn't sore when I got off the horse. She was like, yeah, you're going to be so sore. Horseback riding is like a lot of workout and stuff like that. And I was just like, okay, yeah. And then I was perfectly fine. And she was so annoyed. And I was like, it's chill. We're different people.
I don't know. My tailbone hurt a little bit, but I also like wasn't using the right saddle is what they were telling me. So I don't know.
How did you not have the right saddle? Didn't you just have one?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. They set it up for me. It's not like I was like, that saddle, like I didn't pick. They were just like, here, get on. I was like, all right.
Well.
Remember, kids, riding. Never mind. Anyway.
Don't say kids like that. Welcome back to Mindless Prattle. We're here.
Kids.
And on time this time. Whoop, whoop.
What do you mean? We were on time last time. I fail to see how the schedule that I create is anything but perfect, no matter when it comes out.
The schedule is whenever we want.
The schedule is I put things out, you listen, you don't listen, and then we do it again.
I really need to do social media, but my life is consumed by...
I made a couple more of the like the YouTube videos and stuff because like, man, I fell off hardcore with that. Mm-hmm. And then immediately after I was like, time to make some more. Like I was sat down to do it and they were just like, my boss were just like, oh, by the way, you have a shift schedule, a new schedule that means you're working 7 days a week for the foreseeable future. And I was like, boy, am I just not motivated to move or breathe today. It was great.
Yeah, I completely feel that. It's like, the kind of exhaustion where you just like, you wake up and you're like, ugh, again? Today?
I got off shift. Yeah, I know. Dude, I got off shift for, okay, so like I'm signed for, like I'm responsible for a lot of the vehicles in my company, right? Like the rental vehicles that we use, like I'm signed for a lot of them. And so when stuff happens, like it's not like I have to pay for it, you know, personally or anything, but I have to deal with all the paperwork, make sure it gets filed correctly, you know, make sure it gets all documented. And then we report it up to like the dealership and the rental car company so that they can work out the logistics of it and it all gets paid for and yada, 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 right? All that stuff. Mm-hmm. So last night, like day 8 of working in a row, I got off a shift at, I got back to the room at like 9 p.m. probably last night.
Yeah.
8:30 or 9. Stayed up for a little bit. I couldn't fall asleep. My back was hurting too much. I finally fell asleep at like 11:30. And then I got a text message at like 12:15 that woke me up. I'm like, great, what is this? And I pick up the phone and here's the verbatim message. Hey, just a heads up, the truck I was using got dented on the back left.
Dented? The fuck got does that
dented.
Mean?
Yeah, like got dented. And I'm like, what does that mean? And then he sent
it
a picture.
It just ran into a wall by itself.
Right. Then he sent a picture and it's like the entire like quarter panel of this truck got like pushed in by running into something. And I was like, oh boy, that's fun. Yeah, it was at 12:27 this morning that I got that. And then I was like, I'm not dealing with this. So I went back to sleep. I woke up at 4 a.m. because my back was still hurting. Couldn't sleep past that, right? And I sent the message. I'm like, hey, man, whoever was driving, they need to fill out the paperwork, this, that, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, he's like, yep, sounds good. The driver and the passenger filled out the paperwork. And I'm like, all right, sounds good. Well, I had to work again today, you know, so I went out today. I saw the truck out there because somebody else had to use it for their shift. And so I was like, I'll go mess with them a little bit. So I drove up and I was like, hey, man, what'd you do to my truck? You dented it? And he's like, no, that wasn't me. That was so-and-so. And I'm like, so-and-so? He's like, yeah, that was this guy. I was like, that guy wasn't even driving the truck, though. Like, he sent me the pictures of it because he was in charge of, like, the shift. Mm-hmm. I was like, but he had his own truck. Why would he be driving this truck? He goes, I don't know, but he said he was driving it when I took over for him this morning. I'm like, why would he be driving the truck, first of all? And second of all, why would, if you were the one that was driving the truck, why would you send me a message saying, hey, it got dented? And then when I say, have the driver fill out the paperwork, he responded with, yeah, the driver and the passenger filled out the paperwork. Not, yep. I filled out the paperwork because I was driving. He specifically said the driver and the passenger filled out the paperwork.
Who talks like that?
And I was like, dude. He made it, the messages he sent me made it very hard to discern that he was the one driving. So now I have to go into the office tomorrow and look at all the paperwork and see if he was actually the one driving or not. And it's, I hope he wasn't, because he just got here and he's a good worker, but like,
can't have you
breaking vehicles on like your second week here. I'm like, oh, come on, man. So that's how my day was going.
Yeah, that sounds exciting.
In addition to all the other stuff that I was telling you about, like I took that nap and then like I said, I woke up at 4 and I knew I had to work late tonight. So I took that nap. I was asleep for like 20, 30 minutes, woke up like drenched in sweat. I went over and was like, all right, I got to get in the shower so I can go to work. And then just like kind of collapsed on the floor, threw up, and then had a migraine. And I was like, boy, I really need a shower now. And then I just had a migraine like my whole shift. I'm like, man, this is not great.
Body's telling you you need a break.
It's something.
I have had a migraine from hell the past 2 days. But I watched the new movie Damsel. I finished it today. I really liked it. It was kind of cheesy. Like for example, the story is it's Millie Bobby Brown and they didn't need like the whole intro scene. Like I feel like they do this little intro scene about the backstory of this kingdom and like about this dragon that is there and why this is all happening. But they really didn't need to show any of that. Like it kind of made the movie too predictable. But I loved it because it was just like a really like it's kind of like a girl power movie, you know. But one thing I found really distracting is like she gets thrown into this like giant cavern in the mountains, basically, so this dragon can eat her as payment for sins of someone else. And the whole time, homegirl's like her eye makeup and stuff, it starts running, looking like she's been sweating and stuff. She randomly would have like fresh lip gloss put on or like lipstick in some scenes.
Oh, I hate that when it's noticeable like discontinuity and things.
Yeah, like it just kept changing and then at one point it looked natural and I was like, okay, she's been in this cave for like 2 days straight. Her dress has been ripped to hell. She's like slid down caves. She's like gotten burnt by a dragon and like all this stuff happens and then her makeup just like only her lip makeup kept changing and I was like, okay. But I thought the ending was really cool.
There's usually a budget for films of continuity, like director, and all they do is like, it's an actual position of all they do is make sure that the order that things are shot in will make sense in the order that it's played in. So like if you have a character, you know, that you film like 10 scenes and then you film a scene where they get a haircut and you film a bunch of scenes. Well, they can't play the scenes with the short hair before the scenes with the long hair.
Yeah.
You know, like there's somebody who you know, is paid to think about all that. And sometimes
I'd be so good at that.
Mess up. I think I'd be great at that. Be like, no, you can't do this, but it's much easier watching the movie. Cause you know, it's all played in order. But if you're looking at like a list of shots that they need to record and like the things that are going to happen, I think it's a lot more to think about than I realize, you know?
Well, I think that's also probably because they don't always record scenes in order. you know?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you have to think it all through of, like, what does each character need to look like in this scene compared to the next scene? But their scenes are, like, out of order. So, like, you got to, you know, back play it sometimes.
But overall, I really liked the movie. Like I said, a little cheesy because it's a PG-13 film. But I really liked it. And I thought the backstory was good. And then I just really liked the ending. Like, she did exactly what I would have done in that situation. I was like, yes, dragons. The CGI, fantastic. That dragon looked cool as hell. Felt like you were actually in danger. I was actually watching it and thinking, wow, video games do not make me realize how scary, like, being in front of an actual fucking dragon would be. But this movie does a really great job making the dragon look really imposing.
Yeah, I feel like that'd be terrifying. Like, their head's bigger than you, right? Like, most dragons.
No, it depends, too, if it's, like, a dragon or a wyvern. But, yeah, like, they're, if you think about it, it'd be, like, a whale flying through the sky with wings.
I don't think whale is accurate. Like, I think they're shaped a little differently. But, okay.
Let's see, how big would a dragon be compared to a human?
Compared to a human? Huge. What are you?
There's a dragon size chart depending on where they came from in folklore. Okay, so Disney film Mushu.
Oh my gosh.
that's the first one. Then it goes up to Spyro.
Yeah.
Laika Draeon from the Dragon Calling series. I don't know that one. Spirited Away, Haku would be much taller than a person. Oh, Dragon Age 2, Flemeth. So, wow. Like, 8 times the size of a human. Toothless from How to Train Your Dragon. oh, here
I
we
like
go.
That you're
8.
Just progressively getting bigger. And yeah, dragons are
I'm
big.
I'm trying to see
yes.
if they give a size. So number 8 is Alduin. And the size comparison next to a human was honestly terrifying. Like, in the game, I just never thought about that, you know?
What do you mean? You can clearly see it. You don't have to look up our chart to prove it. Like, just go in the game. You've played the game so many times. They are huge. Their heads are bigger than you in the game. And you're playing as a human.
I have had this realization before, but it just doesn't really click until I played it in VR. Playing in VR, doing just that intro scene where Alduin comes over that wall and breathes fire while your character is, like, walking under him. So much fucking scarier in VR. Like, it's not just a fun little RPG. It's like, no, you're running for your fucking life. Like,
oh boy. Yeah.
I just wanted to say it was good. I've been watching
Dragons are big. Yes, we know, dear. But they're scary. Yes, we know, dear. They breathe fire. I'm well aware. They're big. Okay. Thank you for coming.
I just really like dragons.
Uh-huh.
Got to figure out how to shoehorn dragons into my books.
I saw this video of this guy who's talking. I don't know if he believes in dragons or if he was just talking about it, but he's a, his name's Forrest. I can't remember his last name, but he has like a bunch of, he has a bunch of shows on like the Discovery Channel and like National Geographic. And he's the one that has the show that he goes and tries to find like supposedly extinct animals. And he's brought some back from extinction.
Yeah. I've seen that. Okay.
Yeah, like if he finds them, then they're not extinct. But like, if a certain amount of time has passed between seeing an animal and just not seeing it again, then that's when they're considered extinct. But he'll go out and find the animal, and or won't find the animal, and like be like, "Haha, this animal exists still. Like, it's not extinct." You know.
You know, if I were an animal, I'd stay as far the fuck away from humans as I could.
Yeah, you would think. Yeah, but he found a tortoise that he brought back from extinction, and like a couple birds and a couple other things. But anyway, he was I saw a video of him talking about dragons, and he's like, you know, the reason that there's not a lot of bird fossils is because birds, you know, bones are so hollow to make them fly that mm-hmm. they're so brittle that they break down really easily, and they don't have enough time to fossilize. And he goes, if you look at it, every civilization around the world around the same time has drawings of different shapes and sizes of giant winged creatures that are, you know, that we always depict as closer to reptiles, but they could have been closer to birds. They could have maybe had feathers or fur, right? And he goes, and if they had hollow bones that allowed them to fly and they broke down very easily, that could be an explanation as to why there's not a lot of fossils around of giant bird or dragons, as you will.
That makes sense.
I was like, that'd be fun.
Like a few years ago, you know, it came out that, you know, our depiction of dinosaurs was mostly wrong and that most of them probably had like really bright, colorful feathers. So
and that
what
they
if they were just
had
flying dinosaurs?
Drastically different sounds than Jurassic Park made you believe.
Yeah. You know, have you ever listened to a recording of a velociraptor?
Yeah. What was it like? Was it the velociraptor or the T-Rex? The sound that they used in the movies was just two tortoises having sex.
Oh, I actually don't know that fact.
You didn't know that? Yeah, one of the dinosaurs, like one of the main dinosaurs, the sound in the movie is just a recording of two tortoises having sex.
Although I heard a recording of what a T-Rex would actually sound like, and I can tell you, it brought out like a primal fear, like in my bones.
Yeah, it's not like we're not saying it's going to be like, oh, teehee, it's nice and cute now. No, it's still terrifying.
Not like
the
nice
thing
and
was
cute.
Huge.
But, you know, like in Jurassic Park, it's like a big roar. And then the way they built it sonistically with like the new technology they have, it's like this low, deep. It's like really loud, but it's like a low, deep, keening sound.
Like a grumble almost. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard it.
I haven't heard anything that scary in my life.
It's like a... It's honestly, it's like close to like thunder almost, but like a more like out to kill you kind of way.
Yeah, you know? It's like a natural siren or something, like a natural warning sound. Like just get the fuck out of this area.
I mean, why wouldn't it be? If you were that big and you were a predator, like I would make that sound too. It'd make the most menacing sound possible to have other things go away from me, you know?
Really? If I were a predator, I'd want to be silent.
Silence fine, but if you're that big, you're not going to be silent, so you might as well be, you know, scary.
What's your favorite dinosaur?
I don't know. Like, I like velociraptors a lot, but mainly just because they're smarter, but I don't have, like, a favorite based on, like, specific types or anything, you know?
Well, my favorite's an Allosaurus.
The spiny boy. Did you see which one's that?
It's like a smaller, more deadly version of a T-Rex.
What's the one that was in like the dinosaur movie? Like dinosaurs.
Stegosaurus?
Like, no. What's the one with the giant spine? Like the giant fin on its back. Which one's that one?
Oh, the water dinosaur, right?
The water. Yeah, water.
Spinosaurus.
Sure. Anyway, is what?
Spinosaurus.
See, I was right. Anyway, so that one, right? Have you looked at the... I saw a chart the other day that just... I loved it. So, if you look at a... If you look at a buffalo, and you look at the... what's it called? The X-ray... Of the bones of a buffalo, it's very similar, but on a smaller scale to the Spinosaurus. And so people were like, what if we just didn't see the connective tissue of the Spinosaurus and it really looks more like a buffalo than it does in the movies of like having a long neck. And it literally just looks like a big chicken nugget on legs. It's so funny to look at. I don't know if you've seen
That's
it.
That's kind of terrifying, though.
It's so fat. It's so funny.
Yeah, no, the Spinosaurus gave me a lot of nightmares as a kid in Jurassic Park 2.
Hold on. Let me see if I can look it up real quick. Oh, my gosh. My phone is, like, breaking right now.
Is it?
Spinosaurus.
I get them mixed up sometimes.
Let me see if I can find the image that I'm looking for.
I was obsessed with dinosaurs, dragons, and fairies as a kid.
Yep.
Really any fantasy creature that got me out of my house and into my brain.
This is the one I was talking about. Hold on. Oh, can I? No, I don't want to do this. Give me the picture. Stop it, you. Search inside image. Sure, let's search it. What are we searching? What the hell is happening with my phone right now? I just want the picture.
I don't know what is happening.
I don't know. Can I not add to photos? Thank you. Like, what? It was so for no reason. It just wouldn't let me save it. Hold on. Let me send you this this chicken nugget photo. Look at this. Look at that. So the meme is the, you know, Spinosaurus. What if the spine thing was actually more like the hump of a buffalo? Just a neck, immense neck muscles, ideal to grab and yeet lesser dinosaurs. I think that's so funny. I like chicken nugget dinosaur.
That is really funny, but also like buffalo are really scary in general. So like I can.
Oh yeah, it wouldn't be like less
kind
scary.
Of violent creatures.
It's just funny to me that you're like chicken nugget. It looks so much like a chicken nugget.
A dangerous chicken nugget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but do like buffalo.
Is that our title today? Mindless chicken nugget.
I mean, we can be, I don't know. You can name it whatever you want.
I don't normally get to name things.
Do you want to?
No. I think you're better at that than I am.
I mean, I usually just pick like a random word that from the recording. I'm like, that's the one. Like, it's. You heard it here first. Mindless nuggets. What?
Ooh, I have pizza rolls.
Ooh, I have pizza rolls.
I love pizza rolls.
Oh boy. Dude, okay,
like,
why so
are
I went
so good. You went where?
I went to get a haircut yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what, I don't think I'm like that friendly with anybody, you know, but like I guess. So go in to get the haircut. Everything's normal. Get the haircut. Boom. Looking spicy. Go to pay and leave. I, you know, do a little cha-ching. They're like, card or? I always say cash or card when I'm like holding a card in my hand. And I'm just like, I wonder.
They're on autopilot.
It's a mystery to us all. Yeah.
NPC mode.
I'm like card. And they're like, okay. So, you know, it asks for a tip. So I put a tip in. I slide the card in, little bloop, bloop. And as it's processing, I see the little thing like spinning. They're just like, but what about a little social awkwardness on top of all this, right?
Yeah.
So another hairstylist, she comes up to the register. Now, mind you, I haven't said or like had a full conversation like some people do with the hairstylist. Mm-hmm. Like I talked to her, like we, you know, we talked a little bit mainly about
the haircut.
Yeah, they
usually go based off of like how much you talk, you know?
Like yeah. Like we mainly talked about the haircut, you know, and that was about it. Definitely didn't talk to other hairstylists while I was there because they weren't, you know, cutting my hair. So as it's processing this payment, the second hairstylist, she comes over and she goes, quick, Jordan, where do we go for lunch? And I'm like, what? Like, I was like, where do we go for lunch? Like, I have plans, you know? And she's like, quick, where do we go for lunch? I'm like, first off, I don't like you just addressing me by my first name because I don't know.
Yeah,
who
like
you are.
Your friends, Jordan.
Yeah. Yeah. She literally just walked up, like, read my name off of like the little slip and was like, quick, Jordan, where are we going for lunch? And I was like, what? What lunch? And she's like, we need to order something for the lunch for the shop. And I was like, all right, very different conversation now. Right. I'm like immediately I was like thrown off like the whole thing. And I'm like, I'm just waiting for it to say approved. And so I look at her and then the one that was cutting my hair, she's like, oh, perfect idea. You never know what to pick. Yeah, you can pick for us today. And I was like, and I looked up and I was like, oh, no. I said, don't put that pressure on me. I'm not doing this. And she goes, no, it's just lunch. I'm like, well, if it's just lunch, just pick wherever you want around here. And she goes, well, we can never decide. And I was like, it's a good thing because there's only like five places here that deliver.
Why don't you just rotate each day of the week?
Yeah, I was like, there's only like five places that deliver unless you're going to shut down and go to like Chili's, you know? Like, and they were like, oh, yeah, I guess that's true. And I was like, and then it said remove card. So I removed the card, right? Done with the transaction. And she goes, oh, but you're here. You're in the hot seat today. You got to pick. And I said, see, the way it works with me having already paid is I'm going to leave now. And she goes, no, it's still, oh, it's done processing. No, wait, don't leave. And I was already like halfway across the lobby. And I was like, good luck with the lunch thing, though. I was like, but there's a Little Caesars next door. And they were like, Little Caesars, what? And I was like, see, not picking. And then I left. Like, you're not throwing that on me. Have fun, bye.
You know, though,
that's how that went.
I do think it's funny, like, when you get hit on, like, in public, like, not saying that's what was happening, but when I've seen you get hit on, I feel like you get so, like, awkward, and you're like, what? Me? What do I do?
I just never realize it, and then I'm like, I don't, it's not happening, so then I'm just like, But I also, like, rarely get hit on ever, so.
I think you kind of have an intimidating look to you.
That's because I hate everyone. But not you guys. No, not the listeners. You guys are.
I saw this video the other day, and it was like, it was about like the different types of couples, and it was like, oh, the black cat girlfriend and golden retriever boyfriend and stuff like that. But then they added new ones, and I thought it was so funny. It was like, and then there's the black cat and the orange cat. One of them hates everyone and is antisocial. The other one's like a crack addict, also hates everyone, and they just make fun of people together. And I was like, me and Jordan.
I am which one
black
are
cat,
you?
You're the orange cat. Yeah. Like, you always want to do crazy fun things.
I don't think I'm antisocial. I'll talk with whoever.
You're much more social than I am, that's for sure.
Yeah, someone has to correct it, all right? When I got mashed potatoes, I want mashed potatoes, all right? That's what you want.
Yeah, I do think that's so funny. It's like you always speak up for yourself and everything, and I never want to speak up for myself. But then, like at restaurants or bars, if somebody fucks something up, you're just like, no, deal with it. And I'm like, no, excuse the fuck out of me.
I will take care of it. I usually don't. Like sometimes I'm like, yeah, this is fine. Because usually it's like, I'm like, I ordered mashed potatoes and they gave me french fries. I'm like, yeah, same thing, different shape. Like, I don't.
You know. I still get mad about that one time we were at, like, what is it? Dave and Buster's, and that like waitress just walked away from you in the middle of you asking her a question, like just dead ass walked away from you. Oh my god, that pissed me off so quickly. I've never been more defensive.
That I was annoyed about, but I wasn't gonna argue with her about it. I was just gonna like not pay. Like I was just planning on leaving. I'm like, all right, well, you don't want to talk to me, I don't want to pay you. Bye. Like, you know,
I can't remember if I asked for like the manager or another bartender, because I normally don't do stuff like that. But I was like, I work in the customer service industry, and that is such bullshit. Especially since like we're spending a fucking ridiculous amount of money on like two drinks and a dinner we shared. Like, you know? Oh, I was like, no, you're gonna listen to my man. But if they do it to me, I'm like, oh, it's fine, it's cool, I'll just go somewhere else.
You'll get things like they'll completely mess up things. Like they'll bring you the wrong drink entirely, and you'll be like, nah. And I'll be like, is that what you ordered? And you're like, no, but it doesn't taste great. And I'm like, okay, so get something, yeah, like correct them. And you're like, no, they brought it, I'll drink it. And I was like, oh, okay. And then like we won't say anything, just will come back and be like, hey, is this the apple thing? And she's like, oh no, did you order the apple thing? I'm like, yeah, she did. They're like, oh, I'll go fix it. I'm like, yeah, let's do that.
My favorite is when they like, they notice I don't drink it or something. They're like, oh, you don't like it? And I'm like, yeah, it's not what I ordered. And they're like, oh my God, I'll fix it. I'm like, thanks.
It's not what I ordered. Yeah. But at that point, like you're missing the key here. At that point, you've already finished most of the meal. And then they're like, oh, did you not like the drink from 20 minutes ago that I gave you? And you're like, yeah, it wasn't what I ordered. And then they're like, okay, I'll get you a new one. And then you're finished. And then they bring you the correct drink and you're like, all right, well.
Well, I've gotten better, I think, as I've gotten older, especially because of working in customer service. I'm like, it doesn't bother me if I make a mistake and I'm asked to correct it. So like, it shouldn't bother other people when I do too, so long as I'm polite about it. My mom is even worse than me. I don't know if you've ever dined with my mom and there's a problem, but she will not send anything back. She's like, they're going to spit in my food. I don't want to annoy them. I'm like, mom, they're not going to spit in your food. You're not an asshole. Like,
It's not
the politest person I've ever met.
Yeah, like especially if you, they only do that, like if you order something, you're like, I'd like it medium rare, right? And it comes out medium rare and you're like, I definitely told you I wanted it mid rare and or like medium or something. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry, you put it, we thought you said medium rare. And then you're just rude about it. Then like, okay. And they'll go put it back on the grill and be like, well, that's some extra seasoning for you. And you know, like.
No, and my mom is never rude about anything unless it comes to me. I will say like, my mom will be rude as hell to somebody when she's defensive over her kids. She's great to have like to come up to school and stuff, because I'd be like, people, I'd get in trouble for something or something would happen that wasn't my fault. And they'd be like, I call your mom. And I'd be like, you don't want to call my mother. Like, just talk to me about it. No, no, no. You have to call your mother. I'm like, my mother is going to yell at you and probably make you cry. Like, do not call my fucking mom right now because you're not going to be happy with the results. My mama doesn't take no shit from nobody.
Something happened to me at HEB, but I had it on the tip of my tongue. Like I thought about it and I was like, that is something to talk about. And then I lost it.
I'm trying to think of what happened to me this week, but it was all just work bullshit, frankly, and exhaustion. Do you remember the HEB yet?
Yeah, I like most of it. So I was in, I'll fill in the rest with fake memories or something. I don't know. So
just fucking lie. Who's going to know?
HEB will know. You're going to call me out. Like, excuse me, you lied about what happened in our store. Here's the video. You're like, oh, fuck. Anyway, so I go to HEB and I was only there to get like some cheese because I ran out. And some snacks for work because it was before these like 7 day shifts and I wasn't going to be able to leave during the shifts, you know. And so I'm walking through and then I was like, you know what? I haven't had Pringles in a long time. Let me get some Pringles. And just for the room, you know, not for the shift because I got some other stuff for that. But I was like, yeah, let me get some Pringles while I'm here. So I go over to the Pringles. Looking at the cans as one does, all the fun flavors that like the name of the flavor is like the medium sized font instead of the largest.
Or and then they're always named something crazy aside. Like Pizza Crater Explosion.
Where are you getting Pringles from? What the hell? It literally just says pizza on there. Anyway, so I was looking at it, right? And I was like, oh, I want some pizza ones, and then I was gonna get a can of the like cheddar cheese ones, right? So I picked up a can of the cheddar ones and the whole side was like dented in. And I was like, oh, not this one. So I put it back and I reached for another can and it also had a small, like a smaller dent, but still a dent on it. So I put it back, right? As I'm reaching for the third can, I hear behind me some guy go, just grab a can. They're all the same.
Oh my God.
And I turned around. And I said, excuse me? He goes, the cheese ones, they're all the same. Like, it's the same flavor. I was like, do you want the cheese ones? And he's like, yeah. And so I handed him the most dented can. He goes, I don't want that one. I said, they're all the same. And then he's like, but it's dented. I'm like, oh, so you want me to put it back and get one that's not dented? He goes, yeah. And I'm like, you mean like I was doing? And he goes, oh, is that what you were doing? I'm like, yeah, motherfucker. Like, you don't even know what I'm doing, but you're going to call me out for it. So I put it back.
Okay, let me guess. Was
I grabbed like a full can. No, I put it back and I grabbed a full can and I was like, you know what? So then I put back the full can and I stood there for another like 10 seconds, just kind of staring at them all. And then I picked back the same can a second time ago. This one is the right one. And I walked off. I'm like, you're gonna tell me they're all the same, motherfucker. Get out of here.
I just the audacity, like
I was like, just pick one, they're all the same. Okay,
I gotta wear headphones in HEB. I'm like, I'll give a small bland smile to people and say excuse me and that's all I need.
No, it was I was like, I don't okay. They're all the same. Clearly they're
not. Have you ever seen that meme? It's like when you're in a normal conversation and they bring up
conversation
and they bring up a weird niche interest you're obsessed with and then you have to pretend like you only like get a normal amount and not a psychotic amount.
No, but
so, like when I hear people talking about like certain video games and like they'll get information wrong and I'm like, like, oh my God, did I tell? So, you know, I have a Skyrim lanyard. I keep my work keys on it. At one time I had this like 17-year-old kid working for me. And he looks at my lanyard and goes, I didn't know girls liked Skyrim.
Your immediate response to just be like, they don't, I'm not a woman, and then just walk off.
No, I just looked at him and I said, you know, that's kind of a sexist thing to say. And he said, oh. And I was like, plus, kid, Skyrim came out when you were like 6 years old, and I've been playing it since it came out. Like, move the fuck on.
I just like lying to people and like fucking with them when they're rude like that.
I don't feel like I'm allowed to lie to people. It makes me feel bad unless it's like about something else that makes me feel bad, you know?
my boss does that all the time. So we were out at we were at Pizza Hut actually, mm-hmm. and there's a sit down pizza with a bar in it, and I was like, this is crazy. No one has these anymore, and it was unheard of. So I went in there, right? And well, because my dad used to talk about it all the time. Like anytime we would get pizza or like pizza for dinner, he like a lot of the times he would bring up that. Like he used to go to Pizza Hut and it was like all of them used to be sit down restaurants where you could mm-hmm. go in and sit down and order a pizza and, you know, have a, he's like, it was great. And then he said that when they moved to only the delivery or takeout options, they like their quality dropped. So then we just usually didn't have Pizza Hut as often anyway. So I've just never been in one or seen one, but there's one here. So we went in it. And my boss and I are sitting at the bar, and I ordered some wings, and he ordered some pizza, and we both got like a beer, right? And she comes over, and the bartender, she came over, and she goes, together or separate? Standard questions, you know?
Together.
And I already knew my boss would do this because he's talked about doing it with other people, so I just let him answer. But every time, his default response is... His default response is, oh no, we're separated, but we're working through it. No matter who he's with. and the bartender always takes like half a second to like think about it. She's like, okay. And like walked off. And then like 10 minutes later, she came back and goes, were the tabs actually together or separate? And I was like, no, they're separate. Just put them separate. But he says it every time. I thought it was funny.
We had one guy who
said that with this guy, and the guy like freaked out about it and was like, why would you say something like that to blah blah blah, and we were like, whoa, calm down, man, like it's okay, it's just a joke. He's like, you can't joke about things like this, and we're like, all right, man. And we were like, look, man, if you're like, we won't do it anymore with you. But everyone at the table just kind of like got that weird, like awkward side at him. And then later, like the next day or 2 days later, we were like, hey, what was with that? And we're like, I don't know. Like anytime you mention anything about like gay people or just like gay in general, he gets really uncomfortable and defensive. And we're like,
there's two options there.
I'm like, yeah, interesting.
He's either closeted or very homophobic.
Yep. We reached the same conclusion just without saying anything. We all just kind of looked at each other and we were like, you pick an option A, and they're like, option A. And then we all moved on. We're like, even if it's option B, we all choose to believe it's option A now.
I feel like if you have those feelings, you know, I'm against people being like stupid and hateful, but if you have feelings like that, you can just, it's free to keep it to yourself.
It's to the point where it's not even like a, I don't know how to describe it. Like our office is not big. Like there's a small path basically to get from one end of the office to the other. And it's maybe only like wide. So if you're standing there talking to someone or in a doorway, like you have to brush up against people to get by sometimes. And anytime anyone gets near, like touching him or accidentally brushes by him or touches him, he'll like visibly jump out of the way and be like, whoa, what? You could just say, excuse me, blah, 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 blah. And we're like, all right, sorry. Like I got to get through here and you're standing in the doorway. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like you'll visibly get real upset that someone like accidentally touched him. We're like, all right, man.
Like, a lady doth protest too much.
Yeah, we're like, all right, man, well, I'm going to keep walking then. That's fine.
Good luck dealing with your internal crisis. I have work to do.
Yeah, pretty much.
My brain is full of bees.
That same guy, he was out with another one of my friends. And they were both at, I can't remember, some restaurant, right? Mm-hmm. And apparently he was hitting on this waitress for a good amount of the night. Like, you know, this and that. So finally, the guy he was with was like, hey, I don't think she's He goes, "Hey, I don't think she's over 18, man. Like you know, like you should stop hitting on her." And he goes, "No, this is the bar area. Like you have to be 21 to serve drinks." And we're like, "No, you don't.
On this day, you don't."
We're like, "No, you don't, man. You don't have to be over 21 to serve drinks." And he's like, "No, you're crazy." And we're like, "All right, man." So the guy he was with, next time she came by, he goes, "Hey, just out of curiosity, how old are you?" And she goes, "Oh, I turn 18 next month." And he backed so hard. And the guy was like, "Oh, congratulations, you know, happy birthday, whatever." She walked off. And the guy was like, "Never tell anyone that I was hitting on her." We're like, "It's not a crime to hit on her, dude." But like,
You know he's a good guy, because I remember when I was working at Firehouse Subs, there was a day where this customer like blocked me in the hallway of the bathroom. And I was like 18, right? But he was started hitting on me, and I was like, "You know, I have a boyfriend." And he was like, "Well, we could just be friends." And I was like, "I'm 16. And he was like, "Age is nothing but a number." And in my head, I was like, "I am so uncomfortable." So at least your friend's a good dude.
No, it was he was like, as soon as he found out, he's like, "No, don't tell anybody. We weren't here tonight." And I'm like, "It's not like a crime to talk to underage people." Like.
No,
but he just got super worried about it. And we're like, "Look, man, if you're that worried, just apologize and then move on." But I think it's also the fact that he's like 38, so
a little more
like about it, there's a definite age gap of like 20 years, you know. Like
the girl felt it wasn't that uncomfortable though, because she's probably like, "Sweet, this old guy's gonna give me a tip."
Yeah, I guess. Like, you know, people, because they're attractive. Why not? Like, you find out they're underage, so stop hitting on them. It's simple as that. But or ask their age first and then just don't hit them, you know, either way. But don't, I thought it was funny that he was just like, "We were never here tonight." And I'm like, "Is she gonna call the cops?" And it's like, "What are you?"
Yeah, and you know, I feel like me and my friend were talking about this earlier. I feel like at a certain age, it's like, she was like, "What should be like the age gap? What would be your max?" And I was like, "I've always heard that rule, like plus or minus, I think it's like 7 years. Depending on your age. I think when you're like,
I think it's
18 or so, it should be more like plus or minus 3. Like, you know, I thought it was like
18
year olds to date, but
I thought it was like under, wasn't it like under 25 and it was like half your age plus 6 or something like that? Or I can't remember. I don't know. There was a bunch of different rules. And
I also think that like as you get older, say like, you know, 30 or so, like it stops mattering as much if you're dating someone older than you, because like you're all grown and you're
all grown. Yeah, 25 year olds not grown.
But then we were like, unless he has money, and then it's okay because that's a sugar daddy.
Yeah, okay. Or she could have money too.
Yeah, that's a sugar mama.
It's fine.
Or what would you call a gender? I was gonna say gender neutral. But that's not correct. What's the term?
You said, "Who is this?" And you're like, this is like my sugar parent.
This is my sugar parent. I feel like, you know, this is my sugar auntie, or like, this is
you just look at her and be like, "What is this?" Be like, "This is my sugar jar. It's where the sugar comes from."
This is Alex.
This is Alex, the sugar bearer.
The sugar baron. The sugar leash.
I also don't know why, like, sugar is part of it, you know? Like, I'm giving you sugar? Like, I don't know.
You're exchanging, like, money and sex, which are considered, like, the sugar part.
I think it stems from, like, sugar used to be a commodity that we traded as for, like, goods and services. I think that's where it comes from.
I'm going to Google it, because now I need to know.
I like my version better, so I choose to believe me, no matter what your research says.
I just get addicted to things. So like, you know, I finished Careful. Watching The Empress on Netflix.
Sure.
And so I ended up doing a deep dive into the Empress of Austria and then started writing a Medium article about her. Okay. So according to gendersoftware.com.
Where?
It's just a website.
Sure.
The term sugar daddy has been used since the beginning of the 19th century, when Adolf Spreckels, heir to the Spreckels sugar fortune, married a woman who was 24 years younger than him and called him sugar daddy. The word daddy was slang among prostitutes.
Okay.
The word daddy was slang among prostitutes for an older man since the 16th century and refers to the age difference between the two. However, the first recorded use of the term was in 1923 in the Syracuse Herald in an episode of the story Fat Anna's Future.
So we were both off, but that's specific thing. But okay.
I feel like I should have known a little bit, not about the sugar part, but the daddy thing, because they say it in like old 1930s films or, you know, stuff like that all the time.
Yeah, yeah. It used to be a term. Yeah, I've heard it in films.
It's come back around, so.
Yeah, but now I don't think it refers to like an age gap or like someone who's taking care of you. It's more just like I belong to that person sort of thing, you know? Like a,
I do think it stems from people like wanting to be taken care of, because I think that like originally it was like a BDSM thing that kind of made its way mainstream. Yeah. But I do think it stems from trusting someone enough to like, oh, like you take on this kind of like caring role for
me. Which is fine, you know? It's fine if you have that like kink and you want to grow with that kink. I think personally, I draw the line when you're with somebody and you bring them home and you call the like your significant other and your parent daddy at the same time. Like, that's like, you got to differentiate, and you'd be like, no, it has different meaning. And you're like, it doesn't to that person. Like it wouldn't to me, you know, like it wouldn't have a difference. Like you could say it in the same tone at one point in the evening and another point in the evening to each person and mean two different things, but not okay with me.
For me personally, I just feel like it wouldn't be like a public thing. Like I don't think I could ever like seriously call you daddy in public and be like, yep, you know.
Sure, like, but like that's what I'm saying. Even if you never called me that in front of your parents or anywhere, but in like the bedroom, and then we went and visited your parents, and you said it to your dad, I'd still be uncomfortable. I'd be like, nope, I don't like that anymore. Like, you know.
Yeah, I totally get that. That's very valid.
Like, doesn't have to be public. It's just in my mind where this problem exists.
Yeah, no, like it's too bad. I mean, that makes sense. You know, everybody's got their own little things. I am. Compartmentalize everything and nothing at the same time. Like, it's so fun doing therapy because like my therapist, I'll say something really melodramatic, like I'm never enough, or I'm never good, like something stupid, you know, just as an example, like an all or nothing statement. And then she'll be like, well, where does that thought come from? And I'm like, it doesn't come from anywhere, it's just how I feel. And then she'll be like, well, why do you think that? And like she'll like ask me a million questions, and then at the end, you're just like, damn, there is a reason.
Oh, sure. But when I do it aggressively, it's a bad thing.
She doesn't do it aggressively, though. She's like, my therapist, I love her to death because she could be like, she could be telling me like that I'm wrong and I need to do something better. And it still like it stings a little bit. But the way she does it is just so kind and so gentle.
I'm going to get with her on it, because when I tell you you're wrong, you just get real defensive and then get mad at me.
I mean, she has couples therapy, too. You could totally join a session if you wanted.
No. I'm going to talk about you with her, but not with you.
No.
Different. Hey, I need some advice on what?
Therapist.
On what? You've dealt with her, right? Yeah. You know what she's like.
Okay. You know what's fun is like she doesn't curse or anything like that, but I made her say dang in our last session because I started describing like my childhood, like from early age, and like what my life was like and my family situation. And she was like, she looked at me for a long moment and goes, dang. And I was like, yeah, I know, I'm sorry. Therapy's fun. You guys should try it.
Oh yeah.
It's actually really painful. But like,
what a 180.
Like sometimes it's like chill, like if I don't have a lot to talk about or discuss, but now that I'm like in the meat of my therapy and like the actually deep diving into problems.
Look, you gotta have at least a decade of pre-therapy therapy, and then you can dive into the actual therapy where it might be working. Like
like we've taken care of like a lot of my like superficial issues, you know, like I can take basic care of myself now. Whoop whoop.
I can cook pasta. Whoa.
Pretty and I'll say the fun. Emotional support animals, 10 out of 10, because like they'll just scream at me until I get out of bed. Or I'm like, I can't be depressed in bed all day. I got to move to the couch now. I'll feed the cat.
See, I can still be depressed in my bed, though. It also helps that I have blackout curtains and there's no natural light that comes in here during the day.
I'm so jealous of you. I want blackout curtains. So it was nice though, because when my
you could start by like closing the blinds.
That is true. That's what I did today. When my headache first started, I just went to sleep right after work yesterday, and I woke up and both the cats were just snuggled up to me, and I was like, yes.
Oh, they finally love you enough, huh?
That's listen. Sweet girl loves me too much. I'm like, go the fuck away sometimes.
Yeah, she's filling in for me while I'm gone.
And she and Chipmunk will like rotate like on a schedule with like, if one wants to go out of the bedroom, the other one will come and sleep in the bedroom with me. Like, there's always one on guard.
Yeah, like, during the day, they'll both come in and sleep on me. But, like, at night, only one of them will be sleeping on me. And then they'll get up and move, and then the other one comes in, like, 5 minutes later. I'm like, yeah, clearly at night, only one of you could be in here.
They got shifts going on, you know? They're like, I must go defend the house. I think Chipmunk gets hot a lot easier, too, than Sweet Roll does.
Oh, yeah, she does, yeah.
Big fluffy.
I was getting up to leave the other day, like getting ready, and I left the light on in the bathroom, I guess. And then I come back and I just see like half the thing, like I hear a noise and I see half the stuff on the counter now on the floor. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what is happening? And Sweet Roll, she's sitting on the counter. And I was like, man, I hope they didn't wake Ripley up, because it was like 2 a.m. or something. And I look in and you're still just like sound asleep. I'm like, well, it's good to know that she's getting murdered by a burglar. And
I have two settings. Back. I am either like the lightest sleeper on the planet, or you could not wake me if there was a fucking fire.
Dude, it's 90% of the time you don't wake up. But anyway, so I look back in. I'm like, well, at least she didn't wake up, whatever. And I look back and Sweet Girl's just sitting on the counter and she's staring at one of the lights. And I was like, yep, it's a light bulb. And then I saw behind the light, there was a little moth flying around. I'm like, oh, you're trying to get the moth. And so she like jumps up, knocks something else down. I'm like, all right, you know what? Let me help you. So I grabbed her and she's like chirping a little bit. She's like, and I'm like, all right, come here now. I was like, be quiet. It's too early for this. I haven't even showered yet. Now I got to pick shit up off the floor. And like, I held her up. And I just put her like in front of the light and just held her there. And I was like half up, like my eyes were half closed. I'm still just like trying to wake up a little bit. And I just feel her like move a little bit in my hands. And I look up and she's like caught the moth between both her paws, like midair. And I was like, cool, good. And I was like, now go play somewhere else. And like she let the moth go and she just kept like smashing it into the floor, and I'm like, good, go that way. And I put her outside the bathroom and closed it so I could shower.
Well, good. We got another little sadistic cat, because Chipmunk will do the same thing. She'll catch bugs and then she'll fucking play with them. Like, she used to torture Sweet Roll, cockroaches she'd find.
No, Sweet Roll will eat them. Like, she ate the moth. Oh. Like, I saw her like bite it and she ate it. But
this is why, like cool, when she on. Got the worm, I didn't even, like, I was planning on getting her on flea and tick preventative at the same time as Chipmunk. I didn't think that she was going to go around eating shit, because Chipmunk, like, she usually doesn't eat it. Like, she'll catch things and then she'll, like,
Chipmunk eats me. Bugs all the time.
Oh, really? About. Usually when I'm home, if she catches a bug, she'll meow and demand that I come over and look at it. And, like, she presents it to me.
No, I left them outside, like, all day last time I was up there. And they both, every time I would hear, like, a little ruckus, I'd look over and one of them was, like, chewing on like a little bug that they had caught. I'm like, all right, yep. Good job. Like,
I'm gonna have to deworm them so frequently now.
From insects that they're eating.
Yeah, because like that's where, like, it's usually flies, but other insects can as well.
I don't know. I think they were eating like mosquitoes or something. I'm like, good. Eat
I don't think mosquitoes usually
like
have
ants something. Or like whatever. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It wasn't anything like crazy. They're trying to get like a nice squirrel dinner, but they can't catch it.
Oof, Chipmunk almost got a bird the other day. I was like, oh. God, why is this little bird so brave? It's like a titmouse or something.
The little ones, yeah, they're a little bit braver, I feel like.
They're like, I'm fast enough to fly away.
Did I ever tell you the time that we were feeding the giant carp off the back of a cruise ship?
No.
And it turns out, okay, so my brother and I, we were on this cruise.
How do you feed a fish off a cruise ship?
And well, so the ship was in, it was docked, right? Okay. And when they have like leftover scraps or food and whatnot, sometimes they'll just dump it off the side of the ship. And the fish know this, and they're like giant carp, like huge. and they were just sitting down below, like off one of the balconies, off the back little section of the ship that's right outside the buffet. Mm-hmm. So the breakfast buffet had just ended. So we went inside and we were looking around and we're like, we need bread so we can just throw it at the fish and feed the fish, you know? And so we went up to one of the guys and we were like, hey, can we have some bread? And he's like, oh yeah, there's a couple pieces over there. And I'm like, no, can we have like two loaves of bread? And the guy's like, he's kind of questioning it. Like, why do these teenagers want two loaves of bread? But then realized that he doesn't get paid enough. So he's like, yeah, here you go. And he gave us two loaves of bread. And so we went out and we would ball up the pieces of bread and like throw it off the side of the ship and to see if we can get it to the fish. You know, we were feeding fish at first, but then the seagulls caught on. So then the seagulls just started grabbing the bread like out of the air. So then it was a competition to see if we could get the bread to the water without the seagulls intercepting it, right? And that was fun for a couple pieces of bread. And then we were throwing the bread downward, and one of these seagulls, he was hungry. He flew straight down. The bread hit the water. The fish jumped out to get the bread, and the seagull grabbed the bread at the same time, and then the fish closed its mouth, and that fish ate a seagull that day because he was hungry, apparently. And we were like,
Jesus. Huh.
And we're like, well, we just fed a seagull to a fish. And then we're like, more bread.
And learned it is not good to give fish bread.
It's not good to give a lot of things bread. But yeah, like most animals should not be eating bread, especially birds. Birds, it like expands in their stomach. It can fuck up their digestion. Like,
yeah, apparently it constipates fish really badly.
That's fine. They were carp. It's not like they were contributing to society.
Okay.
What?
Maybe they just like to exist on this earth where they belong.
What do you mean? They just eat scraps and then poop in the water. That's what they do.
It's the ecosystem, Jordan.
The ecosystem. Are carp important though? Are they? Yes. What do they do? Let's find out. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That was my theme music, but carp.
Should we come up with like our own? Like we should like come up with our own song.
Let's see.
Asian carp outcompete native sport fish like crappie and largemouth bass, but some species feed on the freshwater mussels that help keep our aquatic systems healthy. By apparently, Asian carp are bad.
It says while carp are prized quarries and are valued somewhere occasionally as food or ornamental fish. In many parts of the old world, they are generally nowadays considered useless trash fish and invasive pests in many parts of Africa, Australia, and most of the United States. So,
yeah.
Useless.
It says, despite their longtime presence, carp are still considered an invasive species with harmful impacts on native ecosystems.
It says, there have been studies to look into the health benefits of carp, mainly when consumed by pregnant women. The dish made from carp is delicious because the fish meat is thick, fatty, and there are few bones. But blah blah blah. Okay, well, I mean, do carp serve a purpose?
To be eaten, pretty much, is what I've learned.
They were imported into the United States in the 70s to provide an inexpensive, fast-growing addition to the fish market. Now they're considered an invasive species. So yeah, we brought them over here because they need to breed and they grow up fast. And that way we could eat more fish. But now they're just invasive everywhere. So
I feel like that's the story about so many invasive species, right? They're like, we brought this like animal in to control this other animal population. And now that population of animals has destroyed everything. Like, yeah.
Yep, invasive species.
Apparently, carp eat all the plants and destroy the ecosystem.
What's the country that doesn't have mosquitoes? There's like two or three.
I'm jealous of them.
Yeah, there's like two or three countries that just mosquitoes can't survive for some reason. But I can't remember which ones they were.
Iceland. I don't know,
go visit those places. Iceland, cool.
Nobody really seems to know why. It's not nearly as cold as Antarctica, which is so frigid that mosquitoes could never survive.
Nailed it.
You want to move to Iceland?
Iceland? That'd be pretty nice.
There's only two.
Two mosquitoes?
No, two places without
mosquitoes. They find love one day.
Iceland and Antarctica. That's it.
Ah, well, Iceland it is. It's easy.
Easy choice. Iceland's the green one, right?
Yeah, it's more green. It's a smaller island. But yes.
Is it hard to emigrate to Iceland?
I don't know. I have no idea. What was the country? What was the country that used to pay? They had like their population of like women to men ratio was off, so they were paying men. The government was like incentivizing men that if they married into the country and stayed there and had at least two children, they'd get like a huge stipend from the government. What country was that?
There's been quite a few, actually. It's usually for specific like cities or like villages and towns that they notice are failing. Like right now, Austria will pay you to move there. But right now I've seen a thing that like there's like 20 countries that'll pay you to move there in 2024. A lot of countries are having population problems as women choose to have less and less children.
Yeah. I think also too, part of it was like the pool of like potential mates was getting too close to too close to being related. Yeah. So they had to like start like hiring outside sperm. I don't know.
The one that I thought I would actually have loved is there was this small village in Italy on an island paying people to move there because their population went down to zero when their last caretaker died. So they were offering people like full little homes and stuff, money, but like it's very disconnected from the rest of the world. Like they don't have like internet.
Yeah, right.
They have like power and all that sort of stuff, but there's no internet or anything like that.
There's a program that I found out about a few years ago. It's like a farm exchange program, kind of, where you can apply for it. And depending on which type of like farm, wherever, ranch, whatever you want to call it, depending on which one you apply for, it's basically like an adult version of like a foreign exchange thing where you apply to go to say there was a goat farm in the Netherlands that they were looking for like help for the summer for like 3 months. And they gave you a room in their house. They paid you while you were there. And they said that the only requirement was that you'll get Saturday. Like they said that you'll get Thursdays and Saturdays off. And they ask that you like provide or make one of the meals during the week and eat dinner with the families. So you just go over and live in the Netherlands for 3 months with this family and work on their farm, you know, and that's it. And then you go back.
Honestly, that sounds like an amazing opportunity, especially like if you're unattached and have nothing going on.
That's what I was telling. I was telling my sister about it, and she said if she didn't have her cats, that she would have applied because it sounds great. And I'm like, I don't know. Like you just. Like you pay for the travel itself and then you just live there for 3 or 4 months, do, you know, work on the farm or wherever and then travel back wherever you want to go.
Be like, dear host family, do you need a barn cat for 3 months?
But there's a bunch of different places on there. There was like a vineyard. There were two vineyards in Italy that were doing like something similar. There's a bunch of places in like Norway that needed help. There was one that was like a sheep farm, in Iceland or Greenway, one of the two, that like they needed help during their shearing season because they just didn't have enough helpers, but they'd give you like a month worth of like, you know, nights to stay out there while you're doing this. I saw one that was like, we only need help for like 2 weeks to do like the shearing process on their goats and their sheep or something like that. Mm-hmm. But we'll give you the room for a month so you can work here for 2 weeks and then you'll just get to do whatever you want in town for 2 weeks. Or like around the city for 2 weeks,
but
they weren't going to pay you. They were just going to give you a place to sleep while you help them and then give you those 2 weeks, you know, extra for free for like a vacation. I was like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, if you've got some money saved up, that'd be a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure things in other countries are cheaper.
Yeah. I can't remember the name of the program, but it was pretty cool. All you needed was like a passport and to like create a profile. They do a background check on you, and then you can just apply for the different, you know, farms or wherever.
Yeah. Well, I think that about wraps up our episode. We've talked about a wide variety of things tonight.
Yes, and always remember, wear your saddle when you're riding. Otherwise, your bum will be sore. That's the message of the day.
Yes, that is exactly what we wanted you to take away from this episode.
If you want to go minimalistic, like many companies and their logos, then that message is just simply use protection.
Oh my God, I actually, can I, before we go, I hate.
And that's going to do it movement. For us this week. And we, no, go ahead.
No, I really hate the minimalism movement. Like everything looks the same. Like half the time you can't even tell what app is which anymore because they're all like the same blue and white. Bullshit design. And like same thing at my job, like we have a bunch of apps to do.
What apps are you looking at? All my apps look way different.
Well, whatever, I'm just complaining, I guess.
I like it. Go on.
My headache is coming back. That's it, you do the outro.
No, you're the sugar mom thing.
Parent.
Go for it.
Well, my name is Ripley, and that's Jordan, and we've talked about some weird things today. So if your ears liked it, please follow, subscribe, like, listen. I don't know, whatever website you're on, do the thing. We will see you next time. Thanks for listening. I feel so awkward doing the outro. I always forget the words I'm saying. Yeah, that's all, folks.
Don't forget to have a mindless nugget night, because that's what we named this episode, apparently.
Think about dinosaurs that look like chicken nuggets. It's like we've come full circle.
Like a nuggetsaurus.
A nuggetsaurus. If I ever get to name a dinosaur, nuggetsaurus.
It better be small. There's a dinosaur and that fluffy. Just, its full size was the size of a modern day like baby chicken. You'd be like, that's
or a chihuahua.
That's nuggetsaurus right there.
Dinosaur chihuahua. Wallosaurus.
All right, we gotta go.
Okay, bye.